from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, we've seen this in other sports. It's been a problem in football. As an EPL fan, I've seen it in the EPL as well. And now it's reared its head in baseball. Now, there was the Ipe situation with Shohei Ohtani, and Shohei was cleared today of all wrongdoing. So as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, that case is closed.
Cleared of wrongdoing for now.
For now. Dun, dun, dun. But it just comes
That's
out.
That's the next 30 for 30.
But it just comes out that some kid in minor league baseball named Marcano gets a lifetime ban for betting on baseball.
Tusapita Mercado.
Great name.
That is absolute. Honestly, pretty solid first name.
Like, you know, we look back at the old days and it's like a shoeless Joe Jackson that we can use because of this story. Like, that's a great baseball
name. I said it wrong, of course. Tupacita.
But with the influx of Latin, Caribbean, South American players in, that is an amazing name.
Tupacita Marcano.
Tupacita Marcano. Like, if he became a stud, I don't even know what we call him.
Tupa?
Tupacita.
Like Eddie Guerrero?
Yeah. Latino heat.
We lie, we cheat, we steal.
Tupacita!
God.
But here we go. Now we have somebody in Major League Baseball that faces the wrath of like a Calvin Ridley, although he was out for a year. What's really interesting about this is it kind of tore down a bunch of other players that were also involved. And it just goes to show that Vegas is doing everything in their power to keep things legit in gambling. And one could argue that Vegas is probably more on top of it than any of the sports leagues, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't say which sportsbook or which app was the one that they were on. I'm guessing maybe they were using different ones, each of them. But the fact that they're snitching on them. Like, these sportsbooks, the apps, the betting providers, like, they basically reach out to the league and they're like, yo, we're getting this activity from this guy with this username or this email, this phone number. And I want to say somewhere that they even have like guys that are on active rosters, their information already input into the system. So that way it like flags the sports books.
It's like IP addresses with VPN.
Yeah.
Like, they already know where you're coming from.
Yeah, MLB said it was tipped off about the betting activity by a legal sports betting operator. None of the players punished played in any of the games on which they wagered. That was for the guys that got the one league or the 1 year suspension.
The minor leaguers, yeah. And Michael Kelly, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, they the league obviously is not effing around, but the apps and the sports books themselves are like, they are on top of it, dude. And we've seen this already with some of the leagues, like in football and basketball, being able to like pick up on this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
College basketball, point shaving, etc.
Well, like Calvin Ridley was caught, I think, betting at his team's facility, and they knew it because of geofencing picking up that internet IP address from like the Falcons facility at the time. So stupid.
It kind of makes me think, you know, and I've got a lot of issues with gambling. I don't really have issues with sports gambling per se, you know, and I don't want to open this up into a moral conundrum about. Et cetera, but I have never been a gambler because I can see how dangerous it is. And what I will give Vegas a ton of credit for is they have millions and billions of dollars on the line. And if sports, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, whatever it's going to be, if they want to venture into the world of sports gambling, which they clearly are, as you got DraftKings on people's jerseys and courts and fields and et cetera, commercials during Super Bowls, et cetera. I actually am going to commend Las Vegas for doing their diligence and trying their best to keep this legit.
Well, I don't know if you saw the news today, and granted, this isn't so much has to do with the league, but their TV provider, a Diamond Sports Network, apparently FanDuel is buying in to be the overarching name sponsor for these Diamond Sports Networks. So however many teams are a part of that.
FanGraphs Sports or FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like literally it's it is pretty close to happening because the whole Bally thing has fallen through and now it's just going by like Diamond Sports Network.
And I completely understand the argument that you're like, wait a sec, the sports network is now owned by sports gambling. It's on jerseys. It's on the field. It's on stuff like that. I completely understand that argument. I think what I'm trying to say is whether you think athletes should be able to gamble or should not be able to gamble, whether it's different sports, their sport, if it's not their team, etc. I don't have an opinion on that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just think that if we're going to open this door and let these people do this stuff, there has to be checks and balances. And thank God the capitalistic billionaires in Vegas are the ones patrolling.
Well, that's actually, I think, the reason why they're patrolling this so much, Patrick, because of their capitalistic interests here. They are putting billions of dollars into these leagues and making all these ads. I mean, you see them 30 times a game. Why? Because they want to get customers spending money with them. But to do that, they have to ensure to, like, the thousandth degree that this is a clean competition, that they are not losing money because there's some nefarious stuff going on. So, yeah, this protects their interests, and the reason that they're doing it is because they want so much money coming back.
I play fantasy EPL. I'm in a league that's run by Tom Hamilton, the legend that, wait.
The Cleveland Indians radio broadcaster?
No, 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 no.
I was going to say.
Hell yeah.
No, who's our guy here? 94.7.
94.7. Mark Hamilton.
Mark Hamilton. Yeah, sorry. Mark Hamilton. He runs a fantasy EPL league.
He runs that. I remember you and Mike talking to him about it all the time.
Yeah. Me and Mike are in that league. And so I, you know, follow subreddits and stuff like that.
I sent him back. He is just essing the bed for me.
And by the way, Mark Hamilton dominates that league.
I'm
he
not
is
surprised.
Amazing at it.
That dude is 100% British.
And so I follow like some subreddits on fantasy Premier League and things like that, and there are things that break. Now you set your team, and everyone, you can't see the team that's set until it's locked, and then you will see there are players in the EPL that play fantasy. Now the site it's on is not for money. Now if you do money, that's all on the side, but you can't do it. It's be like a Yahoo Fantasy Baseball. Like, they don't know that we have a $100 buy-in, so it's all clean according to that. But once the team, once everybody's locked, then you can see other teams. And you will see players that bench themselves for a game that's going to happen 4 hours later because they know they're not going to play. Now, they can get away with that because we can't see their team before it's locked. You follow?
No.
So it's like at 3 a.m. So the first game in the Premier League is at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah.
But there's a 7:30 game and there's a 9:30 game.
Already,
okay.
A commitment.
But before, at there's a certain point in the day before any game starts, your team is locked and you can't change it.
Right.
So after it's locked, then you can see everyone's team,
mm-hmm.
and then they go look at Erling Haaland's team and he's not playing. But he's at the 9:30 game, and you can't change your team. But he knows he's not playing, so he puts himself on the bench.
Interesting. That's kind of lame.
But that's not been a problem in England because they've had betting for a long time, and there are serious, serious repercussions over there. And we're starting to see that come to fruition in America, too.
And those salaries for the English football players are much, much higher than these
much
minor
higher.
Leaguers.
I want to read.
Guys get paid £385,000 a week.
I want to read some of the numbers behind Marcano and his gambling.
This is actually the secret story of this, is that he's terrible.
Well, he placed 231 MLB-related bets, including 25 of those that were MLB wagers on Pirates game while he was still on the team's major league roster. And that is why he is getting a lifetime ban versus these other guys, because Andrew Saul Frank, all the others, they were on minor league rosters when they were placing bets on MLB teams. So that is the big reason why they're getting 1 year versus Marcano getting the full lifetime ban. So he did not appear in any of those games because he was getting treatment for a season-ending knee injury. But he was at PNC Park during that time receiving the knee treatment. So, again, was part of the team, part of the roster. That's the big thing, is they're like, you're still a part of this team where you are in the clubhouse. You could know about the inner workings of the team. And if there is a player that is going to play, not going to play, certain strategies.
You got inside info.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they're booking him for a lifetime. But the betting numbers, my God, he won just 4.3% of all of his MLB-related bets. Now, it does say,
you're on the team, bro.
To give Tupacita some grievance here, he bet almost exclusively on the outcomes of games and lost all of his parlay bets. So, hey, those parlay bets will get you, all
dude,
right?
Parlay bets.
That's going to drive that percentage way down.
Were Isaac, they all parlays?
Isaac Robb.
I hope so,
Isaac
for his
Robb,
sake.
The great Isaac Robb taught me about betting when we were at Fan Madness. And it was a great bit. We had a fun time because I don't know anything because I think gambling's dumb. And I was like, oh, I'm thinking about doing this parlay. He was like, dude, parlay's for suckers. And Tupacito is a sucker, apparently.
Yeah, it's you're chasing big wins, and it's very rare. Like, you see it all the time, though. You know, the BR betting and Barstools betting and FanDuel
Bet
and DraftQL. They'll always post, like, oh, this guy over here hit a 10-leg parlay. Look at all this money he won. It's like, yeah, how many dudes bet one thing off from that parlay, two things, three things off? You always hear in gambling and, you know, the video poker,
yeah,
and everything at the casino is like, oh, dude, I had such a great night. It was awesome. I got this. I was
big
winning.
Wins.
Yeah, it's like you never hear about the losses.
No.
It's very interesting. I have a neighbor, and he loves to tell me about his Keno strategy.
Oh, no.
And the numbers to pick. And
your Keno strategy.
He'll let me know, like, hey, won a big Keno over at Spirit Mountain the other night. I'm like, good for you, dude. But but yeah.
You got lucky at luck? Yeah. Amazing, dude.
He never tells me about how much money he has put in. Now, I will give him. He's had some good wins, but I am very curious to know how much money he is, quote unquote, invested into Keno over the years.
503-864-6326. Let us know how you feel. Does his gambling percentage make you feel a little better? We have a P1 chime in on this. This guy made me feel so much better about myself. Hitting 4.3% is so GD bad.
Like I said, for his sake.
That guy hosts a gambling show, and he's the host here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. That would be Brandon Sprague.
For Tupacita's sake. I know he's not feeling great right now, but the one thing he could go on right now is a PR tour. Like, no, it was all parlays. All right. It was, trust me, I hit on my money lines. Okay. This was all parlays. All right.
The fake sponsors for Sprague and the Line should actually give love to Sprague instead of trashing him for being better than Tupacita.
And then 4.3%. Yeah.
Brandon, I got your back.
Oh, hey, we got,
I got your back.
That is the next sponsor. Sprague and the Line, brought to you by Tupacita Mercado. At least you'll win a little bit more than 4.3% of your bets.
I don't have a ding.
You're not ready.
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
Your finger's not on the trigger.
That's
good
enough for me.
Come on.
All right. Well, we'll do that. That's gambling. Moral of the story, guys, is if you make millions of dollars, or if you have the chance to make millions of dollars, just don't throw it away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.